And this is New England Public Media News. I'm Kari Njeri. A just-released surveillance video of a disturbing encounter between a school resource officer and a student inside a Springfield middle school in 2019 is raising new questions. Reporter Stephanie Barry with the Springfield Republican says the video was released after a criminal case against Officer Lawrence Petrucci was adjudicated this month.
It shows him apparently getting frustrated with an obstinate student who was sitting in a chair outside of a classroom, and he lifts him up by his clothing and he tosses him a few feet down the hallway. Also, what is shown in that video is at least one school administrator watching this unfold.
Barry says Assistant Principal Otilio Alvarado was charged with failing to report child abuse and filing a false report. His case is pending. Officer Petrucci admitted to sufficient facts on a misdemeanor assault charge. He was placed on probation, ordered to attend anger management classes, and relegated to the property division at the police station. Barry says this was one of two high-profile abuse cases in Springfield schools in recent years.
Around the same time, there was another police officer, Angel Marrero, who worked at the High School of Commerce, and he was also a school resource officer. He got charged criminally for forcing a child up against a wall, a 15-year-old, and forcibly arresting him. That officer, Marrero, ended up going to trial, was convicted by a judge, and was fired.
What did you make of this video after, you know, such a long time trying to get a hold of the surveillance video?
What I would say about the video is this. I'm not quite sure why the school department or the city would have withheld that video for so long, except that there are minors in the video, and I think that's a legitimate concern. But it took our staff about 90 seconds to blur out the minors' faces. But what the video portrayed was something disturbing. And I will say on behalf of the officer, I don't know that officer, but I know people who know that officer who have said repeatedly, he's a very calm person. He's well suited to be in the schools. So perhaps it was just a moment in his life, in his professional life. But withholding the video, I don't think served anyone's purposes for 2 years.
There have been calls for police to be removed from the schools, but the Springfield Public School has reportedly revised their memorandum of understanding relating to police in the schools. Do you have any idea what that means?
In terms of following these two incidents, I think it caused the school department and the police department to take another look at what is most appropriate for police to do in schools. Are they there to keep the peace and to protect students and teachers from harm? Or are they there, as Officer Petrucci's defense attorney said, are they there just as bouncers? And I actually think that's a fair question. So the MOU change, I think, kind of put a finer point on what responsibilities do police officers have in public schools. And as disciplinarians, I think everyone has decided that's not particularly appropriate.
Stephanie Barry is a reporter for the Springfield Republican. This is New England Public Media.